Mem Gimel Amud Aleph on the top line, we have a new Mishnah. Mafkid Moitzei Sel. Let's say you deposit money. Now, there's going to be three characters you could deposit money by. I underlined here Shulchani. Three lines later, I underlined the Balabayas, and two lines below that, I underlined the Chenvani. So if you deposit your money with a Shulchani, with a money changer, it depends how you gave it to him, A or B. A, Imsroirin, if they were bound up. Let's say you had it wrapped up in a kerchief, lo yishtamish behen, then the shulchani should not use that money. Lefikach, and therefore, since you can't really use it, imavdu, if the money got lost, eino chai bachriusan, the shulchani is not responsible for compensation because you can't really use it. However, b, mutarin, if the money was just not wrapped up, but rather like a stack of coins, yishtamish behen, the shulchani can definitely use them. Lefikach, therefore, since he can use them, im avdu, if they got lost, then he would be chai bachrius, and he's totally liable and responsible for replacing them. Kama, it's a balabais, we underline the balabais. Let's say a person deposits money by a typical homeowner, a regular guy. Well, bain sur and bain mutarin, whether it's wrapped up the money, whether it's just unwrapped, just loose, like a bunch of coins, lo yishtamish mehen, the balabais, unless he has permission, is not allowed to use them. Lefikach, therefore, imavdu, if they get lost, the balabais is not responsible for replacing them. Kama. Now, the chenvani is kind of in the middle. The chenvani is not a balabas who doesn't, you know, he's got a little bit of money, he spends it. And it's also on the other extreme. A shulchani is always constantly money in, money out, money in, money out. So the chenvani, the shop owner, is like the balabais according to Rabbi Meir. Same din, and we boxed Rabbi Meir. We also boxed Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, the chenvani is like the shulchani. So this middle status of a chenvani is machlokas tanoim as to what he can or can't do with the money and what his level of liability and responsibility would be for the money if it was lost. Says the Gemara, mishum detzrerim lo yishtamesh, just because the money is wrapped up, the shulchani, lo yishtamesh men shouldn't use the money. And how do we know that just because he gave it wrapped up, he doesn't want it to be used? Like, if we said the money was not wrapped, the shulchani can use it, so why just because it was wrapped? Is the shulchani supposed to understand he's not supposed to use it? Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yehuda, and Amar Rav Yehuda. Because not only was it sort of wrapped in a kerchief, bitzrurin, v'chasumin shanu, and there was like a seal on it, some sort of signature, which clearly indicated that the one who deposited it wanted to stay like that. Kamar of Murray, I underline Amar, Bekesher Mishuna. The way it was tied up was a very unusual way, which obviously a money changer would realize, that the intention of the one who gave him the cash was just that he wanted it to be held by the Shulchani and not used. Kama Ikadamri, I squiggle on Ikadamri. Boy Rav Murray, not that Rav Murray said it, but Rav Murray asked, let's say there was a Kesher Mishuna, let's say the one who deposited the money with the money changer had some sort of strange knot. Is that indicative of the fact that he didn't want it to be used or not? And the Gemara answers with a teku. Mutar Nishtamish Mehen, said the Mishnah, if the money was just open, meaning like a pile of money, then the Shulchani can use it. Amar Rav Huna Va'afilu Ne'ensu. When the Mishnah said that the Shulchani would be chayev for the achrayis, that means no matter what happens, even if he didn't use them, since he's basically like a shoyel on these items, he would be responsible. Even if it was an oinus, even something totally beyond his normal control. Ay v'ha avdu katania, but avdu in right angles. The Mishnah didn't say that. Mishnah said if it was lost, he is responsible, but not like if something beyond his control happens. Well, actually, we're going to understand this avdu like an ensu, kedet rabba, like we have a few times in this masechta, like Rabbu says, damar rabba, nignavu, at times can mean belistim mizuyin, with an armed bandit, which is sort of like, that's typical case of aynes, where it was beyond your control. And avdu, if it was lost, is what's lost, shetavas finasabiyam. It was on a boat, but the boat sank at sea, and that's totally beyond your control, but yet that's what avdu means occasionally. And that's what it means over here. Avdu would be a type of avdu, which is even an oinus. That's Rav Huna. Rav Nachman, who we circled, also, Amar, ne'ensu, lo. Now, when the Mishnah said if they get lost, he's responsible, that's specifically gets lost, but if an onus happened, he would not be. Now, that's as long as he hasn't used the money, he's not considered yet a shoyal. If they get lost, however, then he would be chayv because he's like a shomer sachar who has responsibility for things that are lost. Amali Rava, I underline Rava, he says to Rav Nachman, Ledidcha, according to Yuda Amris, ne'en sulai, that if something like crazy beyond his control happens, he's not responsible. Alma, it seems like from that, lohave shoylalaya, that he's clearly not a shoylan. If he was a shoyl, he'd be liable. But we're saying he's not liable, so that must not be a shoyl. Well, e shoylalayhave, he's not a shoyl, because he hasn't yet been given to him like to do anything with shomer sachar nami lohave. He apparently is probably not a shomer sachar as well. Amarle says back Rav Nachman to Rava, I sort of agree with you. Beha, in this issue, at least, moedin alach, dehoyel venehene mehane. Since he gets benefit, he also gives benefit. What's the benefit he gets? What's the benefit he gives? Behuana, let's say a good deal comes up, and he otherwise wouldn't have cash money, but now he does. Behuana, for that benefit, that deimis ramile zvina, if like a good something with purchase comes up, deisbe ravcha, that if he can make like a profit on it, zavan behu, he'll use the money to buy it. With that hana, havialai shomer sachar. A result of that is that he becomes sort of a shomer sachar. What's the sachar? The ability he has to use the cash quick if he needs it. Kama. Isri Rav Nachman lit Rav Huna. We now go back to the original barley plug to Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says no. Avdu means dafka avdu, whereas Rav Huna says it means even nensu. Well, what are you going to do with this Tanaic source? This Tanaic source goes for three lines plus two words, and it is dealing with the temple treasurer. The temple treasurer deals with the holy temple funds. He has some holy temple funds, which he deposits, and he doesn't realize the holy temple funds. He sort of got mixed up, but he deposits a mafkid ma'is etzel shulchani with the money changer, and then, you know, if somebody uses holy temple funds, there's a isra of mi'ila, misuse of holy temple funds. So when he deposited, the gizbar, the treasurer of the one of the treasurer of the temple, deposited this money with the shulchani imsruin leishtamish mehen. So if they were wrapped up, the shulchani shouldn't use them. Lefikach im hoitzi, and therefore, if the shulchani did use them, he's not supposed to. But if he did, well, loimala gizbar. The gizbar is not going to be over me'ila because he gave it in such a way that it was indicative that it shouldn't be used. However, kama v'imutar, and if he just gave like a chunk of change, yishtamish bahen, the shulchani can use them, and therefore lefikach. Therefore, im hoitzi. I double underline the word hoitzi. If the shulchani used them, spent them on whatever, then ma'al ha-gizbar. The gizbar is the one who is over the mi'ila. Okay, that's the end of the Tanaic source, comma, connector. The e-amris, if you're going to try to take the position like Rav Huna did, that afilu ne'ensu, that the author of the Mishnah would hide the shulchani in their achrais, it turns out that from the time they were deposited with him, like even way before he actually spent it, it already left the Rishus of Hekdesh and became the Shulchanis, and it's basically as though we had lent him the money. And you can't imagine like any bigger using money than to lend it to someone. So why would he have to actually hoitzi? So v'yamris afilu nensu, my area, put the word in right angles, hoitzi, which we had double underlined in the Tanaic source 2 lines ago, afilu hoitzi nami, even if he didn't spend anything, it basically gave it to him as a loan to be able to use for should he want, and that can't get a bigger hoitzi than that. Amarlei, so says back, Rav Huna to Rav Nachman, no, hu adin, afagav de loy hoitzi. The truth is, even if he didn't spend them, why then did you mention hoitzi? Because since 2 lines earlier in the Tanaic source, the idea to tana the ratio, you needed to teach hoitzi, that the shulchan actually spent them, the gizbar is not over me'ila. Tana seifa, the safest case was nami hoitzi, where then the gizbar would, yes, be over me'ila. New Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hashaleach yad b'pi kadayin. You have a deposit that somebody gave you of some item, and you were shaleach yad. You sent forth your hand. Okay. Three-way machlokas. Beis Shammai, who I boxed. A line later, I boxed Beis Hillel. A line later, I boxed Rabbi Kiva. Beis Shammai says, Yiloka becheser ubeyeser. Now, we know that there's items, and the items can fluctuate in what they are worth, depending on market tendencies, time of year, scarcity, etc. So, let's say pikadon, which was given, and we know a person has to pay as a compensation for he wasn't supposed to touch the pikadon. Let's say it went up in price, let's say it went down in price. Well, Beis Shammai says, Yilake bechaser ubeyeser. He didn't spend them. Then he can give the item back. If he did spend or use it, then he is yilake, he gets punished or smitten or hit with chaser ubeyeser. So if they're worth more now, he apparently has to pay more. If they're worth less, he doesn't get less. He has to pay the same amount they were worth before. He basically loses in both directions. Beis Hillel says, Bishas hoitza'ah. The Gemara is going to explain both Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva, but literally means is according to the value at the time it was brought forth. Rabbi Akiva says, Kishas ha'tavia. Like the time that it was the court case where he was being sued to compensate. Says the Gemara, Amar, we have Rabbah, the Gears of the Inside Margin wants to read Rava. We circled Rava, and here we have a case. Haiman de Gaza Chavita de Chamra Michavre, somebody who stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Now, the easiest thing is just give it back. But let's say, Mi'ikara Shavya Zuzu, when he stole it, it was worth $1. Hashta Shavya Arba, now it was worth $4. So it depends. Colon A. Tavra Oi Shasye. Let's say, but when it was worth $4, the barrel broke or he drank it. How much does he have to pay? Mishalim Arba, he pays $4, because that's what it's worth at the time that he ruined it or drank it. B, it's bar mamela, if the barrel was, I guess, faulty and it broke on its own, then mishalem zuza, he pays $1. Okay, comma. Now let's get a little bit of explanation here. My taima, why is that? So, as far as the adin, that if he broke the barrel or he drank it, he has to pay $4. Kevin de e isa, hadra lamara ba'ina, since, let's say, a minute before he drank it. If it was there, which it was, and the owner came for it, well, the owner would get it back as it was. Okay, well, how much was it worth at that time? When he drank it, that's the time he stole it from him. And how do you decide what to pay when something is stolen from someone else? If it's not, I put right angles in over here. It's a Tanaic source, goes to the end of the line. Anyone who's a thief pays what it was worth at the time of the thievery, which was the time basically he drank it, the time he broke it, and it was worth $4 at that time, that's what he pays $4. However, in the B case, where the barrel just broke on its own, it bar mamela, Mishalim says, we said he only has to pay $1, which is the value of what it was at the time it was given to him. My time, well, what's the reason for that? Question mark. Well, hashta loy avid la v'loy midi. He didn't do anything to it at this time. Now, true, it's worth $4 right now, but he didn't do anything to it. My kamechayvisle. So, on what alma are you going to say that he's chayev reliable? Well, ahishata de gazla. Well, it must be at the time that he stole it because he was shaleach yad. He didn't actually use it. And when is it then? Ahishata zuzu de shavi. Well, at that time it was worth one zuz. Okay, that is Rava. Tznan, so we view this in light of our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? I put right angles around these six words. Beis Hillel Oimrim Kishas Hoitza'ah. The way you assess it is at the time that it was used. Hai Kishas Hoitza'ah. My, what is that? I put these two words in right angles. Kishas Hoitza'ah. What does that mean? The time it was literally brought forth or used, maybe or spent. So what is that referring to? So Ilema, I would vector this Ilema. And the first word on Amud Beis is an L, I would vector that. So Ilem, if you want to say Kishas Hoitza Min Ha'olam, the Shas Hoitza is referring to when it was taken out of the world, like when it was, say, consumed. Ube Mai. Well then, what is it that we're assessing? Ibe Chaser, we said Chaser. So you're telling me if it goes down in value, Mi Ika Leman Damar, is anyone would say if it went down in value, this guy would be able to pay the lesser value of Hatzman, but we have a mission which clearly states, I put these five words in a Tanaic source, they all pay what it was worth at the time it was stolen. So it doesn't have it, it was used, you have to pay Kishasa Gazela. V'i b'yeser, if it's worth more now, well, hainu Beis Shammai, that's as Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah, you're lucky b'chaser b'yeser, if it's worth more now, you have to pay the higher amount. Ella, I put a number 1 in the margin and circled it. 2 lines later, first word line is B'yesser. I put a number 2 in the margin and circled it. 6 lines later, first word line is Kibbe Shammai. I put a 3 in the margin and circled it. And about 7 lines later, first word line is Rav. I put a number 4 in the margin. We're going to have 4 approaches as we make our way through this sugya. Here's the first approach. Ella, Pshita, Keshas Haitza, Mi Beis HaBailam. What does it mean, Keshas Haitza? When it was taken from the Beis HaBailam. In other words, at the time it was stolen. And the machlokas is if it's worth more. Beis Shammai says it's worth more, he has to pay Keshas Haitza min Ailam. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, Keshas Haitza from the Beis HaBailam, which is a different time. Okay, well then, should we say that Rabbah was going like a Shitas Beis Shammai? Now, in general, when you have machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't go like Beis Shammai. So should we say that Rabbah was saying what he was saying within Shitas Beis Shammai? And therefore, we come on to a second approach. We prefer not to say that Amalak Rabbah, Rabbah would tell you, but yes, sir, no, no. If it's worth more, Kuli Amalei Pligi, there is no machlokas. Ki Pligi, where is the machlokas? Be Choser, when it's worth less. And Beis Hillel is saying that you pay like the time of Haitza Min HaOlam. Choser, Beis Shammai, we underline Savri, Shlichus Yad Eina Tzricha Chisaron. To violate, if you have somebody's thing, it's just even touching it, even though it there was no lacking to it, no like physical diminishment. V'chi chaser b'rishus adidei chaser, and since it went down in value, and down in value was already his, and therefore he has to pay the higher amount. Whereas Beis Hillel Savri, we end on the Beis Hillel, shlichus yad sricha chisaron, it requires that sort of physical diminishment, like if there were 3, he ate 1, and now there's only 2. V'chi chaser, and since he didn't do that, when it went down in value, b'reshusa demare chaser, it went down in value into the reshus of the rightful owner, and therefore he can pay the lower amount. Well, ask the Gemara, laha dama Rav, I put a triangle around Rav's name over here, and about 6-7 lines later, last word line is Rav, I also put a triangle around that name. We're going to twice bring in Rav, which will get us to the third approach, the first time we bring in Rav, and the second time we get us to the fourth approach. Elaha dama Rava, that which Rava said, we saw this a few days ago, shlichus yad eina tzricha chisaron, that shlichus yad is considered shlichus yad, watching something, even if there's no lacking to it. Lema Rava dama kabe shamai. Now, we tried to do this with Rava up above, but should we now say that Rava pulls like Beis Shammai, as opposed to Beis Hillel Ella? So we squiggle under the Ella, this gets us onto the third approach. Hachal mayaskinan, Higain shetiltala, let's say it was some sort of barrel, he bent it over, he leaned it up. Let's say there were, nearby some birdies, and he kind of moved it so that he could climb up it and get some of the birds. Ubishoyel shloimi das kamifliki, and the machlokas then between the Beis Shammais and the Beis Hillels is borrowing something from someone without them knowing. Colon. Beis Shammai, we underline Savri, they're of the opinion that a shoyel shloimi das, you can't do that. And therefore, you're basically like a gazlan. And once you're a gazlan on the item, v'chi choser, b'rishus adidei choser, when it went down in value, that was in the rishus of the gazlan, that it went down in value, so we'd have to pay the higher value for compensation. Whereas Beis Hillel, we have none of the Beis Hillel Safri, shoyel shloimi das, well, he's a shoyel ave, not a gazlan, he's a shoyel. Shoyel shloimi das, but still a shoyel. And therefore, if he has the responsibility of a shoyel, ki choser, he's like borrowing anything else, and therefore, you borrow something from someone, you give it back to them. If it went down in value, you don't have to give it back less. V'chi chaser, b'rishus demara chaser. If it went down in value, it went down in value when it was under the general ownership of the rightful owner. Asks the Gemara, well, then, what are you going to do with this, Rava? Elaha dama Rava. We put a triangle in Rava's name. Shoyel shaloi midas, somebody who borrows something without the owner knowing. Lirabonan gazlan. Have, it's another sugya, that's why we're bringing in the Rabbana, but according to the Rabbana, a person is a gazlan. Now, we had said that the person is not a gazlan. So should we then say, Lema Rava Damar Kebe Shammai? And again, we prefer not to have Amirayim saying their opinions within the Shitas Beis Shammai, if there's a Beis Hillel that argues, Ella. So we squiggle underline the Ella, this is the fourth and final approach, Elahacha Bishvach Shel Gzela Kamiflegi. We're arguing
The chaser and yeser of the Mishnah has nothing to do with going up in value, going down in value. Rather, it's like the things that naturally grow. Like if you have a sheep, it might naturally have a baby or it might naturally grow wool. That's the machlokas. Beis Shammai underline Savri. Shvach gezela de nigzal have. That belongs to the nigzal. So if you sell somebody's sheep and it, you know, 6 months later it has a full woolly coat or a little baby, that still belongs to the person you stole it from, all that. Whereas Beis Hillel, we underline Savri, they hold Shvach gezela. Like if you stole something, if a person stole something, he has to return it. Let's say it was a sheep, and 6 months later, it has a full woolly coat. Well, that actually, the wool, digazav, it belongs to the Gaza. Now, he didn't get it exactly in the most legally permissible way, but it's his. And this machlokas parallels Ubeplutitani Tanoi Desanya, the following machlokas from Meir Abuda in, let's see, there's almost a, like about 2.5 line, Brisa starts here. Hagoyza Sarachal, somebody who steals a sheep, Gazes of Yalda, and he had long enough, so he sheared the wool off, and it gave birth. Mishalim Oysa, Veskiz Oysa, Vesvlad Oysa. You basically got to pay to the rightful owner everything back. Got to pay the wool and the baby as well. Diva Reb Meir, we box Reb Meir. That would be similar to Rebbe, excuse me, Beis Shammai, and Rebbe Yehuda, who we box Reb Meir. Gazela Chazeres Be Eineha. No, it returns as you took it. That's the end of the snake source. Deka Nami, precise reading of this will also bring out that what we're talking about is the shearings or the offspring. Dekatani, it said in the Mishnah, the term that was used was Beis Shammai. Here's a quote from the Mishnah for about the next line and a half. Yilake, that the person is responsible, and I squiggle underline these two words. These are the words we want to focus on. Bechoser ube yoser, with things that are lacking or things that are more, and it didn't say anything about it went up in price or went down in price. Ubeisilam kishas haitza, that's the end of the Tanaic source. Shma mina, that what we're talking about is not increase or decrease in price, but rather increase in value because of, let's say, wool or babies. Said the Mishra, b'kivayim kishas ha-tavia, that how do you assess how much the person has to pay? It's dependent on how much it was at the time of the court case. Amr of Yudu, I underline Amr Shmuel, and I circled Shmuel, halacha, ke Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Umoda, I double underline the umoda and dot underline the next four words. Umoda Rabbi Akiva b'makayim sheyesh edim. Rabbi Akiva would agree that if there were edim, how much the thing was worth at the time it was stolen and they saw the person steal it, that he pays what the value was at the time it was stolen. Now, my taima, what's the reason that Rabbi Akiva says the way you assess it is how much it was worth at the time of the court case, meaning like there's, if there's no witnesses? Well, Damar Kra. That's based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, quote, La'asher hu lo yitnenu beyoim ashmasoi. To the one who is rightfully theirs, you give it on the day of his being found guilty, which is based like a court case day. However, kevan dika'idim, if there are witnesses who saw when it was stolen, they know how much it was worth, mahushata hu de'chayiv le'ashama. It's from that point on, you have to probably catch the guy, but it's that point on that the person is chayiv for the punishment, kama. Amar le Rav Yishia le Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yishia says Rav Yehuda, Rebbe, atal imer kein, do you really say it like this, Rabbi? Hachi amar avasi, amar Rav Yochanan, I underline Rav Yochanan, chaluk, Hayer Rabbi Akiva filu makom sheish edim. I double under the chaluk, and apparently, according to that tradition, Rabbi Akiva disagreed even where there were witnesses of that the item was stolen. They saw it stolen, they know how much it was worth on that day. Now, my taima, what's the reason for that opinion? Well, to Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, interestingly enough, the same Pasuk, La'asher hu lo yitnenu biyoim ashma soy. How do we darshan the Pasuk this time, though? Ubeidina, who dekam mechayev le? So who is that's mechayev this person? Well, it's the court that hears the case and is mechayev him a ashama, a payment because of his iniquity. Kama, I'm only Reb Zera, Abba Bar Papa. I half box Abba Bar Papa, and he says to me, ask him a favor. This is before they had mail and email and telephones or telegrams. He asks him. He heard that Reb Abba Bar Papa was going to be traveling. And he said to him, Ki azas lahasam, when you take your trip over there, when you go there, akif atzulma ditzor. Akif is to, it's like sort of on your way, but not on your way, kind of like go out of your way to the tzur heights. And I want you to ask a question of the following great man, Va'ola Gabe, and I half box Rav Yanka Bar Edi. Now, what does Rav Zera want him to ask Rav Yanka Bar Edi? Ubo imini the following. Rav Yanka Bar Edi was a star student of Rabbi Yochanan. And the question is, Ishmia Leila Rabbi Yochanan, did he ever hear Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, or alternatively, oh, ain't halacha Rabbi Akiva? Amar Leih, so he said back to him, I guess this is what Rav Yanka Bar Edi said, Hachyam Rabbi Yochanan, halacha like Rabbi Akiva, le'olam. Le'olam usually means like forever. Forever and ever? Yep, forever and ever. Okay, well, what does it mean over here? My le'olam, what does that mean? Forever? I'm Ravashi, and we underline Ravashi, and what it means forever is Shaloi Taimar. I double underline the Shaloi that you shouldn't say. Where is it that this applies? Hani Milihecha Deleika Edim. That's only if there's no witnesses of Alhecha Deika Edim. If there's witnesses, we do not say that. Kamash Malan, don't say that. You always pay the higher amount. Vi'inami, I squiggle on the inami. Alternatively, De Ahadra Leduchta. Imagine this, where a person stole it, but then put the item, the same thing, right back to its place. But afterwards, ve'itbara, it smashed. That wasn't his fault. La'afuke, and that would be to the contradistinction, or to not include the famous Rabbi Yishmael opinion that we had the other day, a few days ago, Da'amar, the item, if it was stolen, to be returned, does not require that the owner of the item know that it was returned. Loi bo'inan das bailim. And what we're being told here is, kama kamash malan, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, oh no, if you want to return something that was stolen, you gotta let the owner know, de bo'inan das bailim. Kama. The Rava, Rava says the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and like Rashi says, we go like Rava, because he was the Basra, and we would paskin then like Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah, last Mishnah in our third perek, Hachoyshev l'shloyach yad b'pikadon. If somebody merely thinks that he wants to take or touch or use that pikadon, hasn't actually done anything yet, well, is that enough to get him a higher level of liability? Beis Shammai hui baksoim chayev, that the person would be chayev even if some sort of crazy oinus happens from that point on. Ubeis Hillel, we box the Beis Hillel, the Beis Hillel zaymim enu chayev. He's not chayev in that very high level of liability and responsibility. Ad sheyishav b'yad, unless and until he actually takes it physically. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in describing what point he gets this higher level of liability. Im lo yishalach yadim lechasreyeyu, and it's clear that there it has to be like a physical sending forth one's hand to take the item. Period. I'd say it was a barrel, and the barrel had some wine in it. Hita esachavis, he sort of tilted the barrel a little bit, v'natal him en revius, and took out a revius from it. That's all, he took the revius. Now he's clearly responsible to replace the revius. But let's say then the entire barrel, v'nishpara, I don't know, a week later it broke. Eina mishalem el revius, all he owes is the revius. Because a shichus yad, he's not going to be chayv for oinsim, like that the barrel just broke, until he actually does a meshicha or a hagbah, and he didn't do either of those in that case. However, higbiha, let's say he lifted it up, v'natalei men revius, and took a revius worth, v'nishmer, and then it's mash mishalem tmei kula, he is responsible and liable for the entire barrel of wine. He basically acquired it through his hagbah, and there was definitely a lacking, because he took a revius of it. And therefore, he's chayv even in oinsim. Says the Gemara, manani mili. Where do we know this from? De Tan Rabbanan. From that which is brought out in the following, approximately 9 lines in Exorus, goes till the 2 dots. There's a pasuk that talks about the liability of somebody who's a shomer, and it says, Al Kol, I underline the word Kol, Davar, I underline the word Davar, Pesha. That's the quote from the pasuk. For every matter, or Davar could even be like Dibor, or like a verbalized non-action of Pesha, of sin. The fact that it says davar pesha, and not like maisa pesha, or an action, seems that even things that are not an actual act, but just merely like a, you know, a speaking or thinking, would make him responsible. Whereas Beis Hillel, who we boxed Imrim, eino chayev, no, he is not chayev, responsible, ad sheyishlach bo yad, until he actually physically takes the item. Shneimar, like the pasuk says, im lo yishalach yadim lechasreyu, that's the point at which the liability changes. Amrulhan said the Beis Shammai, they said to the Beis Hillel, v'haloi kfar neimar,
Well, what are you going to do with the bus that says Hakol Davar Pesha? And Amru Lahen the Beis Hillels, I know the Beis Hillels, they said the Beis Shammais, but like for Nemar, Im Lo Yishalach Yad HaMelech Zra'eyu. Each one is basically backing up their opinion by showing the other side that their pasuk clearly means what it means. Well, in Cain, let's say, according to the Beis Hillels, Ma Tama Loimar, what would the Beis Hillels say that you do with Al Kol Davar Pesha? Well, here's what you do with it. Not that even just thinking of using it gets you a higher level of responsibility. Rather, Sheyachol, you might think, Ein Li Elohu, only if he went, let's say, and took that barrel of wine. Amar La'avda Yulah Shluchay Minayin, how about if he told Leroy, or he told his Shaliach, to go take, that barrel of wine, Minayin. Now, normally we say that if somebody does something wrong, we don't care if he's a Shlich with somebody else, he gets punished. However, in this case, how do you know that the boss of the Eved, the one who sent the Shaliach, that person himself is Chayiv? Tamalaymar al kol davar pesha, for any act of iniquity, even if it was somebody else who actually did it. Mishnah said, Hitas achavis, etc. Amar Rabba, loishanu ela nishpara. That's only if the barrel then broke afterwards, he's not responsible for the contents of the rest of the barrel, only that which he took. Aval hichmitza, if what happened is that the wine went sour, then Mishalim Eskuli would have to pay the entire amount of the wine in the barrel. My time, what's the reason for that? Question. Well, one of the main reasons why wine goes bad is when a barrel is totally full, it doesn't happen, but when it's sort of cracked open and a cup worth is taken over, it's taken out, it's much more likely for it to go sour or bad, giri di day, so to speak. Literally, his arrows, the arrows of the guy who's supposed to be watching, and he took a revius of it, his arrows, his actions, hu da'ahanula, clearly benefited the wine for going, meaning caused the wine to go bad. The Mishnah said, Higbia v'natal heimenu, amar Shmuel, I circle Shmuel. Now, it sounds like he has to actually take the fact that he lifted up the barrel and also took some of the wine. Says Shmuel, loy, natal, I put natal in right angles, natal mamish. Don't understand that he took to be like, literally, he took. Ela kevan shigbia, he didn't take any of the wine, yet, but he lifted up the barrel little with the intention of taking, then it's already gives him a higher level of liability. Afal pishul natal. Okay, that's Shmuel. Well, then, should we say, if we want to tie Shmuel back into something we said earlier, Lema Kasafar Shmuel, that he's of the opinion, should we say, that Shlichus Yad, Eina Shlichach Yisarun, because that's going on over here. He was definitely Shlichach Yad, he lifted up the barrel, but he didn't take anything yet, and we're saying he's responsible. So should we say Shmuel holds, like, that Shlichus Yad doesn't require Yisarun? Answers the Gemara, Amri, lo. No, we're not going to say that. Rather, Shiny Hach is different over here. Because even though he only wanted to take a revius of it, but like we said earlier, it's a lot easier to keep that revius fresh and prevent it from spoiling by having the rest of the wine in the same barrel along with it. It's desirable to him. Kula, the barrel and all of its contents, a busis, sort of like literally a supporter, based on how revius for the revius that he wants. Period. Boy Ravashi, how about this? Let's say there was a sack of coins. Higbia Arnaki, let's say someone lifted up a pouch, little him in a dinar, and there were a bunch of dinar, but he only wanted to take one dinar from there, one coin. Mahu, what do we say? Colon. Chamra, maybe by wine, hudaloi minter. Listen, you can't keep a revius of wine good for a long time unless you have the rest of the wine. Ela agav chamra, because the rest of the wine. Aval zuza, if you have one coin, minter, it's not too hard to kind of watch that. Oh, Dilmer, maybe no. Shiny Nitzirusa de Arniki, mean Nitzirusa de Dinar. Much different is the guarding of a sack of coins. I guess it's much easier than Nitzirusa de Dinar and keeping one coin safe. What do we say there? And the Gemara answers with a Teku Hadran Alach HaMafkid.